Okay, so we're going to hand things over to our friend Sean Cooley here.
Alrighty.
Okay, here we go. Van Cleek Cooley with Sean Cooley and special guest Eddie Earwig. Take it away, boys.
Welcome to Van Cleek Cooley, folks.
I can hear myself. There's a static in the background. What's that noise in the background?
Oh, no, everything's good. We're here on Van Cleek Cooley. The show's about to start up here, and we're going to go live.
I think we are live.
It's the microphone, I really hope, is not picking too much up.
Are you really doing this right now?
Long, long, long drive in here tonight, Ed.
Me too. I took a long, but I took care of business before. Right now.
Oh God. Oh, excuse me. Welcome to Van Cleek Cooley. Like I said, big show here tonight. Myself, Sean Cooley, and Eddie the Earwig in the studios here, high atop the mountain here in Van Cleek Hill.
This is a special edition of Van Cleek Cooley.
Very special edition. Eddie, thanks a lot for doing this. Thanks for coming in. You drove all the way from Toronto to be here to do this.
Correct.
Well, not just to do this, right?
And technically, I was in Newmarket.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was so visiting the folks.
Not really the same then. It's a all the way further, from Newmarket.
A little further.
Yeah, that is further, isn't it?
Yeah.
All the way from the other side of Toronto to be here in Van Cleek Hill for this special edition, the Giving Thanks edition of Van Cleek Cooley.
Yes, it is actually Monday today.
It is Monday. We're doing a pre-recorded show, so if you're listening Wednesday, it's actually Monday. Are we screwing you up yet? And if you call the number to get through here, I'm not even going to give it to you, but no one will answer.
I think there's a 6 in it.
613, at least. And we're not going to answer the phone. We don't have the scads of people working the radio show tonight trying to get all the calls in and on air.
It's just you and I in a corner.
Totally.
We're not even in the same spot that we usually do the show.
No, we're kind of displaced. It's okay, though. Everything, I'm sure, sounds the same. Other than, I guess, the microphone being attached to me as I was in the bathroom, but
I'm sitting in an old chair from 1830.
Oh, really?
You got that chair? Rickety. Yeah.
Rickety chair. A rickety chair. Rickety as a describing word.
They don't make it like they used to.
No, they don't make them rickety anymore, no. Folks, the Van Cleek Cooley Radio 2 Hour has just begun. Eddie Earwig in the house tonight. It is Monday night right now. Recovering.
You're listening on Wednesday night, though.
Yeah, if you're listening, it's Wednesday, but it's Monday right now with us.
So if something crazy happens in the next 2 days, we're not going to talk about it, right?
Well, we'll try to get some, some clips thrown in, but no, if something happens...
Like if we get invaded by aliens, we won't know any about that.
Yeah, nothing at all. We won't know. If there's any more Ebola outbreaks in the Ottawa area, we won't have a clue.
People will be like, why are they talking so, nonchalantly when people are dying of Ebola around us?
These guys don't care.
We don't know that's happening.
It's the Van Cleek Cooley Radio Show here, folks. Eddie Earwig, Sean Cooley. We're not going to tell you what number to call because we're not going to answer the phone. As we usually do, we're just going to ramble and chat. And we've got a big second hour planned up here tonight.
You got some tunes? You got some tunes on deck?
Oh, I've got tunes. I'm playing some instrumentals right now by my man, Jay Dilla.
Yeah.
This guy is, to me, one of the most amazing producers that ever walked the face of the earth. And he passed away producing the album I'm playing right now. This is Airworks by Jay Dilla from the Donuts album, which he produced when he was in the hospital and dying. Really sad. Ended up, record company took all the money. Had no money even to be buried properly. His mother had to raise funds over the last year or two, and she's doing well now. But poor old Jay Dilla, or the JD, as they also did call him, produced many... many old rap groups, Tribe Called Quest, Busta Rhymes, to just note a couple. Huge names. I don't really care. And got more tunes coming up. Eddie and I are just going to chat about this and that. I see you brought your vinyl in. You picked up some vinyl this weekend.
Yeah, we can get into that right now, or you want to talk about Thanksgiving? Or
well, Thanksgiving, I think, is where we should go, but we are going to be talking about some vinyl. Thanksgiving, did you, you gave some thanks this weekend, Eddie?
I gave some thanks, yeah. I visited my folks, I visited my girlfriend's family, and I even had a little bit of time to hang out with some friends.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where'd you go? Did you go out?
Like 1 second.
Oh, really? One of those?
Yeah, I was dropping something off at someone's house.
Oh, that sucks, eh? But good weekend, all in all?
Yeah, lots of driving. That's yeah. It.
No music. I just turned it off.
Oh.
Got to prepare people for some JB's past the P's coming up.
Yeah, so I took Highway 7 down to on Friday after work.
Highway 7?
Yeah.
On Friday afternoon. That must have been busy.
No, it was okay.
Really?
People going into Toronto on the long weekends isn't bad, but coming out it's pretty bad.
Coming out. So today, coming back on the 401?
I mean, it was busy, but it wasn't like the other side of the highway.
I see.
Like I could literally see people ripping their own hair out
as they were driving. That must be horrible.
Just not
I've got
even
a head
moving.
Down. I got to head down that way tomorrow. Do you think it'll still be busy?
It'll still be the same traffic jam.
The same hair on the side of the road from people ripping it out.
But there's moments when they're just not even moving, and I'm like, I'm moving. At least I'm moving a little bit.
Oh, so you were really slow. Like you
there
were
was parts
down.
Where they were slow.
Oh. And no accidents that you saw?
I saw one guy pulled over, and he looked like he parked kind of screwed up, but he wasn't in an accident. And I think he just lost his mind and was like, I'm not driving anymore.
This is it. I'm walking.
Yeah. That's it. I didn't see any accidents. I saw a couple of cops. A cop actually followed me for a bit on the 34. Not the 34, the 138 in South Stormont.
And?
Just followed me real close. I guess he was punching in all the numbers and then zoomed past me.
Oh, really?
Like, screw this kid.
Didn't have time for you.
Yeah.
No record.
Nope.
No F the police playing.
I was playing, no, actually, no. At one point, we were playing a little bit of Wu-Tang Clan. But,
oh, really?
But we didn't, we listened to some podcasts.
Oh, yeah, that's the way to do it. I love listening
to
podcasts.
Because it keeps you up, right? You're always constantly hearing someone talk. You're not falling asleep because it's not boring. Right?
Talk radio is the best for traveling, driving in a vehicle.
Enough about me. What did you do this weekend?
This weekend, my son, speaking of giving thanks, I don't really know where I'm going with that, but hockey tournament in Nepean, in the Walter Baker Center, which is in Barrhaven, actually, which is just a stone's throw, really 10 minutes from where I was living before. So I spent the weekend at my in-laws one night, and then my father's at the second night. Turkey dinner, I guess it was Saturday night, late, at about 8 p.m. It was great. Didn't overdo it. I told myself this weekend, I'm not going to overdo it. Not that I didn't want to eat, not that I don't like eating, as you can see, but it was just, I didn't want that total breakdown after, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
just,
like
I can't even move.
Yeah.
Can't move, can't do anything.
Bloated, just a bloated balloon.
Bloated sack of guts, really, is what it usually turns into.
And it makes you sleepy, all that turkey.
Oh, terrible. And then, you know, if I do that most years, I feel like I get grumpy. I get grumpy after I get so tired because there's work to do, right? You got to wash the dishes and you got to get things. And you know, like I don't want to do it when I'm really tired. So anyways, Saturday night, had one plate, turkey, some stuffing, some potatoes, some squash and some gravy. Oh, the gravy. And was all right. Had a beer or two, glass of wine with dinner. It was very good.
Yeah, I had some beer on Saturday too at my folks' house.
Yeah? Good beer.
Yeah, my mom decided at the end of the night that she was going to give me back all my old artwork from college. She's like, "What am I throwing this out? What am I doing with this?" So she gave me my old portfolio.
Oh, really?
So I looked through it and I really sucked.
Any good?
I really sucked at art back then.
What do you mean sucked? Like,
well, it wasn't. It was more like you could really tell that I could have focused a little bit more on like doing like concentrating in classes
instead of
hey, I'm in a band in college and partying. You can really tell because it's like there's some pretty good design work, but just like spelling, I didn't care anything about it. So, like, it'd be like something pretty cool and then a description of it. And it's like, at least there's no spell check in the 2000s. There was, but I didn't use it.
No, nor did I. I still don't use it. And it's kind of bad. Mm-hmm. Text messages, horrible. Horrible,
yeah, you're
horrible.
Still calling me Eddie, and it's spelled wrong.
So, no,
I just ignore it. I'm just like,
I've got that written wrong on my.
That's it.
It's E D I, right? It's E D I.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's E D D Y.
Yes.
E D D. You had to think about that, didn't you?
Well, I was spelling it out in my head. Like, I'm still not good at spelling.
So. Oh, I see. The spell check wasn't turned on in the brain.
The brain spell check. The original spell check.
Yes, which doesn't work for me well.
So, what did you do today?
Sunday, we had another game. My son played. I think all in all, he played three games. And his team scored three goals
nice. All
weekend. Not really.
No.
And they had probably...
That was more than the Leafs did against Pittsburgh, so...
Yeah, but the Leafs are a joke. Eh. Junior hockey, or like minor
that's not
a joke.
Okay.
They had about 17 or 18 goals scored on them. They played hard. They played well, but not well enough to win any of the games. They've got a good season coming to them. They're about to start this year, this week. I'm going to miss the game because I'll be in Toronto all week. Therefore, and thus, pre-recording the show.
Yes. I can't do the show on Wednesday because I'm going to Vegas.
Oh, really? So
yes.
When right now, as you're listening to this.
I'm getting on a plane.
You're getting on a plane at 8 p.m.?
I think it's at 8 p.m. 8 or 9 p.m.
Really?
Montreal, yeah.
Going to Vegas.
And we get to Vegas at like 10:30. But there's a time thing. And
oh, yeah. Things happen.
10:30 p.m.
Magic.
But it's really like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, though, once you're in Vegas. You been there?
No, this is my first time.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes. I've noticed the movies. You keep taking pictures of movies.
Yeah.
For Vegas?
So Jackie and I are doing like Jackie's my girlfriend, and we're doing like a countdown, uh-huh. But not really a countdown. We're just watching a bunch of Vegas movies, and I would always just take a picture of the title screen.
Yes,
one movie that didn't have a title screen, which was Showgirls.
It doesn't have a title screen.
No, it doesn't. And I sat through that piece of crap movie.
Oh, is it bad?
People like it, but I didn't like it.
I've never seen that. I'm not a movie, not a TV, not a sit down and watch person.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen, I noticed one of your movies was Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah, that was
great.
A good
movie.
One.
Great movie.
Very depressing though.
Very, but realistic. There are some people that
they
actually
just go there
that,
to
right?
drink themselves to death.
Yep. Well, they can go anywhere to drink themselves to death. I know some people myself actually,
yeah.
But,
also watched a couple of other, snoozers and some good ones too. We watched The Godfather 2.
Oh yeah.
Casino. Fear and Loathing was a good one.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, great movie. Love that movie.
There's one that not a lot of people know about. It's called The Cooler. Have you heard of this movie?
The Cooler, no.
Yeah, it's Alec Baldwin, William H. Macy, and Maria Bello.
That's why, though. Alec Baldwin's in it.
Oh, he's good in this movie, though.
Really, eh?
Yeah, and one was good. But one that we watched, and I was like, I was excited about it, but it was a really bad movie. It was called Cool World. Have you heard of this movie?
I have heard of Cool World.
It's like
why have I?
Because it was like the other side of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit. It's like real film, I guess,
okay.
Mixed with cartoons.
Which is what Who Framed Roger Rabbit
Yes,
was,
but
right?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit is like 10 times better film.
Okay.
But this has got like an early, like young Brad Pitt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's in the movie. Yeah.
Hmm. Good movie?
No, it was the worst one we saw.
Oh, I thought you said it was a good one.
No, this one's bad.
Oh, really? Snoozer.
But when I put it on Facebook, we're watching this tonight. Someone was like, "This is my favorite movie," and then at the end, I was like, "This is a garbage movie. Why do you even like this?"
Where did you pick these up? Did you download these movies?
I asked some people that I know in town that have a big DVD collection.
Mm-hmm.
I admit I've downloaded a couple illegally. Does this
really
get me in trouble?
Well, by Wednesday night, you'll be in Vegas, so don't worry about it.
So I can just, yeah.
It's not to worry
about.
There
are others that I had in my collection. Mm-hmm. Swingers was on Netflix.
Swingers, yeah. Who's in that?
That's Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn's first movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's going back. No recent Vegas movies?
The most recent one that we saw was The Cooler, and I think Ocean's 11 were the same year.
Ocean's 11. Yeah, okay.
We didn't watch any of the Hangover movies because I think they're kind of dumb. They're
yeah,
funny,
they're,
but...
They're okay. The first one was okay.
Yeah, if we did watch
enough.
One, it would have been that.
Yeah.
think we have one more left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Better get that in there. So how long are you gone for?
I am gone until Sunday.
That's the right amount of time to go to Vegas.
Lots of people are like, don't want to kill it in Vegas. Just a couple of days here. And
it's true. I went for, I was in Vegas for 5.5 days, mm-hmm. and that was about 2.5 days too long.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I was there, I was in Vegas for a bachelor party. And all the guys, every single one of us, I think there was 14 or 15 of us, flew in at different times.
Yeah.
I was the first one in town, and I was the last one out. Oh, and it was horrible. I was looking forward to this trip for months. And I had a countdown on, like, I was so excited.
Like, exactly what I'm doing.
Well, without the movies.
Okay.
Jackie wasn't involved at all. But I was so excited, so, so excited. I remember it was the early days of Facebook. Yeah. Back in 94, I think it was. I can't remember.
Yeah, that's like, that was before Facebook.
Yeah, it was, whenever it was the early days of Facebook, and I was posting things, and everyone was like, oh, you're so lucky going on a bachelor party in Vegas. The day I landed, I got sick.
Like what kind of sick?
Like flu. Oh, and it was terrible.
From the plane?
Oh, it could have been, I don't know, who knows. The second night was the big night. Everyone was there for it. That was the big party. I didn't even go out.
Really?
I was a sweating, sloppy mess on a leather couch in the house we rented.
Was this really in the 90s or was it in a few years ago?
It was about 10 years ago because my friend is now married and he's got about a 9-year-old child. Okay. So,
yeah. So like 2004.
It was around then. It was after 9/11. Because I remember the
scanning, the probing.
The probing is very memorable, but you know. So back to what I was saying. So Sunday night, another turkey dinner at my dad's house. All of my brothers and sisters were there. There's 6 kids in my family.
Okay.
I'm the youngest. Both of my kids. Everyone's kids were there.
Okay.
There was, I think, 25 people.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
A lot of people. My dad, for some reason, growing up, my dad would always get the biggest turkey you could possibly get, like a 28-pound turkey and a big ham.
Like the Mr. Bean turkey. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, just huge. And he would always go and get a, what do you call them? Utility turkey. So you know what that is?
No, I don't know what that is.
Utility turkey is a cheaper turkey because it's missing a limb. So there's only one... chicken leg or turkey leg,
okay,
or something like that.
Why do they call it utility?
Well, I don't know. I guess we could look that up.
Maybe.
Was that your vehicle that pulled away?
No, that was someone parked behind my vehicle that looked exactly like mine. So I thought someone was stealing my car, but no.
The crowbar smashed through the window when the door is open, maybe. But
so he got a really big utility turkey.
No, he got a 13-pound utility turkey. I don't know why. The most amount of people are coming for turkey dinner this year, and he gets a small one. But he gets the biggest ham I've ever seen in my life. Okay. Like, this was like a mutant pig. But it was amazing. You know, amazing food. We had mashed potatoes, scalloped potatoes, like boiled potatoes. Irish, right? Irish family. Lots of salads, lots of this and that. But again... I showed a little restraint and didn't hit it too hard. I did really well. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of myself. And then my son had another hockey game. And after that, we went to my sister's. And goes to show you how, I guess, growing up, how poor my family was or how much we didn't spend on entertainment.
Yeah.
The fun and games of the night was... my niece, who has very, very long hair, would stand in behind us and put her hair over our head to make it look like we had the hair. These pictures are all over Facebook right now. It was such a fun night. Such a fun night. But that's what I did. That was my giving thanks weekend.
That reminds me, some on the holidays, we do this around Christmas. Is we take this thing, my family, we take this thing where we do this thing called Big Head, Small Head. So it makes it look like we're standing next to each other, but really one person is way closer to the screen of the camera.
Yeah.
So it looks like they have a giant head.
Yeah.
And the other person has a small head.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I'd like to try that.
Yeah. You should steal that idea.
I think I just did.
Okay, good.
I think I did. Eddie, let's play some tunes. It's about, I don't know, we're about 15, 20 minutes in here. And
yeah, I don't know what time it is.
No. Well, it's Wednesday night, really, is what it is.
Are we playing the whole Wednesday night thing? This is actually Wednesday night?
Well, it's Wednesday night, but we're doing a pre-recorded show, so it's actually Monday again. Yeah.
So we can't get wings at the Windsor.
Well, right, let's now go over and demand them.
Yeah.
Are they even open on Monday night?
I don't know. They're open on Monday nights, but they're not open. They might not be open on the holiday. Because technically today is a holiday, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. Those should be the days bars are open.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, folks, here's some Pass the Peas by JB's. This is a Van Cleek Cooley radio show on Van Cleek FM, the voice of the community.
Hey, Bobby, why do you like soul food?
Because it makes me happy.
Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say. Pass the peas like you used to say.
And welcome back to Van Cleek Cooley, folks. This is Wednesday night.
Yeah, Wednesday night. It feels like a Monday, doesn't it?
It does feel like a Monday. Feels like we haven't been to work at all.
Yeah.
Feels like we got a full week of work ahead of us.
So you're in Toronto right now.
I am in Toronto. I'm Wednesday night. What am I doing? I'm preparing. Are you going? No, no, you wouldn't be going. There's a craft beer festival on Thursday in Toronto. Tomorrow.
Yeah,
sorry, tomorrow.
The whole craft beer thing is blowing up these days.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Craft beer. Let's talk about craft beer. I've never done that before.
You know what I looked up on my phone yesterday?
What's that?
Because my dad quit drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
So he pulls out a bottle of O'Doul's at Thanksgiving.
O'Doul's, yeah.
And I was like, what is this, Dad? And he's like, oh, this is the best non-alcoholic beer.
Okay.
And I'm like, I didn't even try it. I'm like, Dad, let me... And I looked up on my phone, like, a non-alcoholic craft beer. And there's students in Niagara College making it as we speak. I found this article, and they're like, we're inventing it. We're making it. It's going to be on the shelves.
On Wednesday night. Really? They're making it as we speak. On Wednesday night. What makes it craft, though?
I don't. Well, the O'Doul's, is, I looked at it. It's made by Budweiser or whatever, you know, oh. Bush. So he's like, "This, I try all of them. This is the best one."
Right? Is that how he sounds?
Yeah, my dad is a South American, so that's how he speaks.
Okay.
But I guess, you know, he loves his beer so much that he's drinking non-alcoholic beer. Or maybe he just misses drinking beer with his two sons, because my brother and I, we were drinking all kinds of beer.
Yeah.
But yeah, O'Doul's. I don't know. I didn't taste it. So.
I have a good friend of mine that quit drinking years ago. And I can't remember the brand. You can get it at any grocery store. Mm-hmm. But he says that's the best one you can get.
Beck's,
yeah. Is that it? What he gets.
I told my
dad
to get that. Yeah. He's like, no, I tried it. I don't like that one.
Oh, yeah. That's what he gets. Says it's the best. And just after hockey, pulls them out of his hockey bag and puts them down, just chugs them.
Yeah.
Like, obviously not beer, because he's just hammering them back. Now, Eddie, in front of you right now, you have an old, tell us a story.
1984 record.
A 1984 record, vinyl.
Yeah.
And tell us about it.
So, I moved in with my girlfriend in January, and she has a record player. I've never owned a record player in my life.
Okay.
So she brought her...
Hold on. You've never owned a record player in your life?
Well, my parents did. So it's not like I was, you know, never...
You didn't know what a record was.
And I've had a couple of records that I framed that because I was in a band for so long that whenever a band didn't have CDs, they'd sell me a record or something.
Yeah.
So I had a couple of records. She had more records than I did. So her record player is a piece of crap, and her birthday was on Saturday. So on Friday, when we were heading out to her parents' house, we passed by the Record Center. You know this place in Ottawa.
Ottawa, yeah. Great place.
Yeah, they got a bunch of old records, and they sell turntables and receivers.
Was it a brand new turntable?
No. This is an old turntable and an old receiver. And yeah, I got both for $275.
Okay.
And we looked at some of the records. She bought some records for her dad. But I didn't find this record that's in front of me in Ottawa, now that I think of it.
Okay.
We went to Aurelia, and there was a pawn shop. And this was the best record in the place.
Oh,
like,
wow.
They had some really bad stuff.
So this record is Breakdance. Breakdance. 1984. Yeah. KTEL Records, nonetheless.
And it's got some classics
on here.
It's
got this jam right here we're talking over.
Oh, yeah?
It's Rocket by Herbie Hancock.
That's the first one on this record.
I love this track. How could you not?
It even has a little description of the song. Would you like me to read it?
Oh, please. Please.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It says, this is the description of the record. This record follows the trail blazed by Grandmaster Flash, a hardcore electric dance beat coupled with the breakneck scratching of Grand Mixer DST. Is this making sense to you, Cooley?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
After a show-stopping performance at this year's Grammys, which would be 1984, Herbie Hancock proved to be a whole new generation of fans that he is still a trendsetter after 20 years in the biz.
Oh, absolutely. And now it's 40 years in the biz.
40 years in the biz.
He is quite the man. Rocket, Herbie Hancock, came out originally on the album Future Shock by Herbie Hancock. Came out. This was, without a doubt, when hip-hop or rap music, as we called it back then, when that kicked off, as far as I'm concerned. 1984, I remember walking up to the Hazeldine Mall, which was in Kanata. In those days, it was called... actually, it was called Hazeldine. It wasn't called Kanata yet. And at the Towers, which was, I guess, after it was... whatever it is, like Target now. But Towers had a little TV with this video on.
Yep.
And there was... okay, we gotta listen to this. Oh, yeah. Scratch. But on the video, it was Rocket playing and dudes showing you how to break dance. And this is where it all began to me. The dance, the style, the jogging pants, the wicked hat turned sideways, the funky fresh sneakers. It was all about that. Yeah, it was awesome.
The tracksuits.
Yeah, I love the tracksuits. I'd still love those tracksuits. Wouldn't fit into them too well, but... Anyways, The Wheels of Steel, Grandmaster Flash was also
Grandmaster
on this album.
Flash and the Furious Five, it says here. And what's cool is it tells you the samples he uses in here, too. If you read this, this really hard-to-read purple print, it tells you. I'm assuming it's the samples because it says, you know, there's Monster Jam by Spawny G, Good Times by Chic.
Spoony G, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's spelled Spawny here.
Spawns.
Another one Bites the Dust by Queen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the samples for sure.
And Rapture by Blondie. It's spelled S-P-O-N-N-I-E.
Yeah, Spoony.
That's Spoony? Okay.
Spoony G.
I'm so ignorant when it comes to the Spoony.
Spoony G is not doing too well anymore.
No?
No, I've been out of the music for probably 20 years. Mm-hmm. That was the last time we heard of Spoony G.
It was just really bad print on the back of this record. It was the last time it was printed on a record.
So this is Rocket by Herbie Hancock. I'm sure everyone has heard that. You've heard this song before,
yes,
right?
Of course. I've heard this song before. On the other side of the record, it just, I don't know. I've never listened to this record. So it says, this is an instructional rap by Alex and the City Crew. So I'm assuming they talk to you and they tell you what to do, the moves that you have to do.
Wow. I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, so I guess it's just like, maybe it has the beat in the background. They're like, hey, why don't you do this and put the cardboard down?
Yes, that's what that's exactly what that is. That is what the... so that piece of vinyl that you bought actually came with a poster.
Yeah, and the poster's in here. It's still in here.
That's amazing. How much did you pay for that?
This was... I bought two records. The other one was an old Benny Goodman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that was another one that was like, it was pretty beat up, but I bought both of them for $5 in total.
What a steal.
Yeah.
You ripped them off, I believe, Eddie.
The guy was like, there's no price on this. And I'm like, I'll give you $5. And he's like, let's do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that's in really good shape. You going to bring that into work tomorrow and play it?
I think Jackie's going to keep this at home and play it a couple times there before I bring it to work.
Yeah. That is awesome. Yeah, I do believe the side B is, you know, how to do the electric shock, the moonwalk, was it the head spin or whatever it was called?
Boogie head?
Yeah, the boogie head. I guess that's what they called it. They tried to.
Did you ever try that one?
No. I could barely do a backspin. Could you break dance?
I was in the wrong era to break dance, but I did hacky sack with some crazy moves.
That doesn't make sense. What does that even mean? Yeah, you are much too young. You're how old again?
I am 33 years old.
Well, you're not that. Yeah, you missed it, I guess. You missed it
my
by 5 years.
My brother was big into the dancing.
The breakdance?
Yeah.
I remember those days very, very well up in just outside of Smith Falls. My parents had a trailer at a campsite, and this is what was happening in my world in those days. I had vinyl at home. I had this. I had the instructional video. I had... I believe Michael Jackson Beat It was playing all the time on my record, in my record collection. I had a lot of Twisted Sister happening.
You're big on the Michael Jackson.
I love Michael Jackson, still do. Had a lot of that happening and the beginning of, I guess, rap music. I didn't know it then. But I remember going up to the campsite and every weekend, a friend of mine and me would put the cardboard down out in the main area.
Yeah.
Of the campsite, and we'd put on a show. And boy, what a show we put on. We would lip sync Michael Jackson songs and then Wham and, you know, all that stuff. We'd also do our breakdancing.
Cool.
Those were the days. That was the beginning for me, really.
That was the beginning of your career as a dancer.
Yeah, that's how I went into working for Bose, I guess.
It's got a breakdancing history on here. Did you know that breakdancing was invented in New York City in the 70s?
I believe it, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it.
There's little facts in here. Maybe I could read them and
give us some
regurgitate.
More. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, let's chat. More of these. It looks like there's little tidbits that I have to pull out of a giant paragraph. So.
Yeah, okay. Well, I can yap if you want me to.
Yap a little bit and then I'll just like pop in
stretch.
There with a couple
I can
of...
stretch. We're talking about breakdancing history from the record Breakdance, which came out in 1984. Little rocket
I got a little tidbit here.
What's that?
It's breakdance fashion has caused a demand for the left-handed white glove. Do you know who's responsible for that?
Michael?
The colorful Michael Jackson.
The colorful Michael Jackson.
Yeah. He's the only man that can change color.
Yeah.
True. So I think he is the colorful.
Yeah. Little did they know what that meant back then. The colorful Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Whatever happened to all the right-handed white gloves? Like, what?
Are they wearing white gloves on in the front here? No, none of them are.
Not white gloves, no.
No. Well, there is. I think this is like he's got the glove with the cut off fingers.
What I don't know, and I remember saying this back then, is why does he have the yellow mark on his hat?
I think what happened there was that he did have a hat with the symbol on it. And they just
An eruption hat. He had an eruption hat on, and Les was like, "Nope,
can't put it on there.
No, not on that breakdance. Not on that breakdance thing when I'm 10 years old."
Yeah, Les would have been about 10.
Yeah, he would have been younger. I would have been 10 then. That's when I was 10, and so he would have been 8 or 9.
Wow. So it says breakdancing moved from the ghettos into the headlines with the help of superstars like Michael Jackson, of course.
Again, the colorful Michael Jackson.
They keep bringing up Michael Jackson.
What? Who else? Michael Jackson?
That's
and,
all it says.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's films like Flashdance and Footloose have managed to bring breakdancing into an even bigger audience.
I don't remember any breakdancing in Footloose.
No. There was a breakdancing movie, but I can't remember what it was called. I was seeing on City TV the other night, meaning 5 years ago.
The other night, yeah. It was called Beat Street.
Yes, yeah, Street. Yeah,
absolutely. There was a couple. You know who? There was two gangs in Beat Street. You know who? One of the leader of the.
I think I do.
Who
was it? Vin Diesel.
No, it wasn't Vin
Diesel.
He was
in a breakdance instructional video. Yeah. For real.
One of the main, the leaders of one of the breakdance gangs was none other than Tracy Morrow, also known as Ice-T.
Oh, cool. I know him.
I'm your pusher.
There's another fact here.
Factoid?
What you've seen on TVs, movies, even commercials is not an oversight sensation. It has a history of almost 10 years, beginning with Michael Jackson.
So this is a Michael Jackson-funded record, isn't it?
I think Michael Jackson really loved this record to the point where he wanted his name on it a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, they mentioned a couple of others here, though.
Oh, yeah? Like who?
The break has danced to a style of music known as rap, since made famous by DJs. They spell DJs not like how we spell it.
How do you
say it? DJAYS, DJs.
Yeah, that was early on. That's how they actually labeled it. That was whack.
Like Grandmaster Flash. They make it sound like they're going to list names, but then they just list one name.
And the colorful Michael Jackson. DJ Michael Jackson.
So, yeah, so it's got a bunch of little tidbits here of info. And I recommend
with Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
If you can pick this up at a record store, folks, go ahead and do it. Bring it in here to the studio at 76 Main Street. Give it to me. I've lost my copy. Yeah, just give it to me. I really just want the poster. Mm-hmm. Going to frame that. You should frame that and put it in the office.
I bought a poster and I can't find a frame for it. It's 1 inch bigger than all the frames that I can find. So I'm still looking for that Back to the Future frame.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How silly is that?
I don't know what size this one is. I'm going to measure it.
I would frame that one before the Back to the Future.
Really?
One. But myself? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Has colorful Michael Jackson listed many times.
There's other. I can see his name in other parts that I haven't read yet. So
probably in the small print at the bottom because he produced it.
Special thanks, Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Thank you to the Jackson family and Michael Jackson.
Uh huh. But there's no Michael Jackson on the record. There's no Michael Jackson tune.
No.
Did you notice this?
No. I did. Yeah. Totally. He was busy doing other things then.
Well, he was famous then.
Yeah.
'84. He was. Wasn't this the peak of his?
That was the beginning of it. He was busy hooking up with Paul McCartney doing Say You, Say Me.
The Dong Gone Girl is Mine.
Yeah, Dong Gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Did I say that wrong?
The Dong Gone Girl is Mine. All mine. The girl is mine.
And then they have an argument in the song. Yeah. It's so unprofessional.
Yeah, it's such a fake. Like, you can tell. Come on, Michael and Paul. You guys have both been around for a long time, especially you, Paul. We know you're not really arguing.
Well, Paul
arguing.
Would be the only one listening at this point, so.
Yeah, true. But we know you're not arguing because, Paul, we know you can argue. You've argued many times with John Lennon. And you guys both argued kind of to the beat. That's whack.
And they were in a good mood. When you argue, you're not in a good mood.
I think it was Michael that says, Paul, but I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes. Yeah, whatever, Michael. Yeah. You're a pigment changer.
He was other things, too. I mean, he went to court for a couple of other things.
Yeah, he stole a lot of beats.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't what I was thinking,
no?
But yeah.
All right. Anyways, the Van Cleek Cooley radio show.
Maybe we can find another tune on this record and play it later.
Yeah, we can for sure. Let's talk more about the colorful Michael Jackson.
Maybe you can play my favorite Michael Jackson song, Man in the Mirror.
No. I'm not going to play that one. No. No, God, no. We will play more off of that vinyl. I'm going to get it on Groove Shark.
Okay.
But right now I'm going to play some Isaac Hayes.
And now, Cooking with Cooley.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Cooking with Cooley. This week, I'm going to open the microwave, and I'm going to warm up some butter. The butter's warming up right now. I'm going to share the butter with everyone after I finish this. After I finish this, folks, you are going to be so amazed. I'm going to whip up the butter. Folks, don't you worry. Does it smell good? Whipping up the butter. Oh, it's going to be good, folks. I'm going to come out there to the studio audience. And, folks. Folks.
All right, back here on Van Cleek Cooley. We are having problems here tonight. Already. Get the phone. Van Cleek Cooley telephone lines ringing off the hook. Hello, Van Cleek Cooley.
Hello, it is Tally O'Hammerhan.
Hey, Tally O'Hammerhan, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just calling in to say, shut up, Gilbank!
You go, y'all. Little by little, you know. We got the power, the knowledge, the movement. Yeah. Rock. A super song for the cause. So, fill a load in your brain for the episode. Yeah. And with this begun, it's number one, y'all. Brother Black, the B is back. So, check this out.
Your hands to the wheel. Come on.
You don't stop. This is what I told him, rock the other side, but the fuck alive. Said he would shock him, but never tried. And so I come away, I never stayed, y'all. I called Flavor to make another record to get play. Made a jam to get you slammed back to back in a place where the suckers are basic. Whatever it takes to make it hardcore. We're gonna roll it raw. That's what your five folks know.
Come on.
Rolling your ride. This DJ decides to play it on the radio. The A side, he gives it a try, but never really gives it a try. The people request the best on the B side. Inside, I quest the best to give a test and never giving a rest. Your guess as good as my guess. And while you're guessing, you'll listen. This is a DJ to play to give a lesson. It's his.
Uh oh.
Day.
Look out.
Is.
Yeah.
Rock, roll,
here we
roll,
go.
Roll,
yeah,
wait.
The
beat.
Come on. Y'all. Not the one side, but the two side.
Come on,
not
y'all.
The three side, not the eight
come
side.
Come on
now. The G side. Just the bass
oh,
side.
Yeah.
The
two
side.
One, two,
three, four.
Not
boy.
In a place to be.
P.E. in the
man.
House.
Is on the right, get cynical. Yeah. The records to the left, impolitical. And you search the stores, attack the rats with your claws for the rebels without a pause.
Yeah.
You don't stop.
Yo, Black.
Some of you are all in to make sure the crowd get loud with it on the dance floor.
Sure.
I never knew the crowd was this hype. But you thought we was that tight. That's on a riot.
We ain't quiet.
In the thunderstorm with a song while we dare you to come along. Pump the music, pump the sound. Once again, we're going to do it like this
is now. Come on.
You know it's time for my man on the mission. So listen.
You keep on.